Learn the story of Guayamina, the native Canary Islands noblewoman whose name adorns a Princess Hotel. One of the properties of Princess Hotels and Resorts in Tenerife, the Hotel Guayamina Princess, is named after an Aboriginal Canary Islands noblewoman and honors this renowned figure from the colonial era. Records from the time mention two women called Guayamina who defined that period in the archipelago. Want to know who they were? A kind of child queen. The Guayamina we have the most information on was the daughter of Tensa Semidon, leader of the Kingdom de Galda and accepted by the Catholic monarchs as the representative of the Canary Kingdoms after the conquest. The exact date of Guayamina's birth is unknown, but it is estimated to have been around 1470. Her mother died at birth, so she became a kind of child queen. A noblewoman who became a symbol of resistance when the Canary Islands were invaded by Castilian troops. According to the book Una Ascendencia Canaria de Cinco Siglos, 5 centuries of Canarian ancestry, Guayamina resisted the attacks by hiding out in the mountaintops of Gran Canaria, where she was concealed and guarded by warriors who protected the island from attack by Castilian troops in 1483. Although her resistance on the island's rugged terrain made her a legend, the truth is that, like her father, she ended up allying with the Spanish crown. The historian Ramuda Armas recounts, in Don Fernando Guanatum y las Princesas Guayamina y Masaquira en la Corte de los Reyes Católicos, Don Fernando Guanatum and Princesses Guayamina and Masaquira in the Court of the Catholic Monarchs, the various trips that Tensa Semidon made to the mainland, trips he made with his Christian name, Fernando Guanatum. It was on his third voyage that he was accompanied by his daughter Guayamina, who had been baptized with the Spanish name Margarita. Once on the mainland, she met Miguel de Trejo Carvajal, a nobleman from Extremadura with whom she had 6 children. Guayamina de Guimar. The texts tell the story of another Guayamina, although not in as much detail as the ones involving the daughter of Tensa Semidon. According to references from historian Juan Bethencourt Alfonso, this Guayamina was the daughter of the chief of Guimar, Aniterve. Guayamina was kidnapped by King Benkamo, Aniterve's sworn enemy. Another reference to this woman is found in the article on Los Limites del Menciato de Tauro, the limits of Tauro's chiefdom, which notes that the son of the chief of Tauro, Ruiman, was in love with Guayamina. Despite these sources, there are large gaps in our knowledge of her life, as is the case with Guayamina, whom they called the Girl Queen. What Guayamina means. The name Guayamina also has its own history. An article published by the University of Las Palmas de Gran Canaria says that this name denotes its condition to refer to the queen or female condit of power. This text also points out that Guayamina comes from the name Armide or Arminda. In fact, some chronicles from the period refer to Guayamina or Margarita as Arminda. The philologist and historian Ignacio Reyes Garcia proposes that the Berber expression Guaya Armina means star, and adds, among the main stars that are visible in the Canary Islands, the one that best fits this description is the so-called Star of the South, which corresponds to the conoco of the ancient African communities and becomes visible around the 23rd of August and disappears around the 17th of April, which marks the start of the driest months on the Canary Islands.